with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In NBA action last night, Luka Doncic makes his debut with his new team, the LA Lakers, scoring 14 points in limited playing time alongside LeBron James and company. The Lakers defeating the Jazz 132-113. LA currently running fourth in the NBA West, 10.5 games back of the conference leading Thunder. The Thunder played last night, defeating the Pelicans in a rout, 137-101. In overtime, Kings down the Mavericks. Then you had the Cavaliers over the Timberwolves. Hawks beat the Magic. Spurs over the Wizards. Nets down the Hornets. Celtics beat the Heat. And it was the Warriors over the Bucks, and the Nuggets routed the Trail Blazers. NCAA Top 25 Basketball. Number 6 Houston beats Baylor. Number 23 Clemson. After beating Duke, they beat North Carolina last night. Auburn's still at the top of the poll, and Alabama moves up to number 2. SRN Sports. Well, the NHL would be playing its All-Star game around this time, but they have adopted a new tournament, a Four Nations Face-Off is what they're calling it. A year away from the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan, the NHL is playing this international tournament fielded by players in the league. And so you're going to have a game tomorrow night featuring Canada against Sweden, and it'll be the USA against Finland. So Canada, Sweden, USA, and Finland making up the 4-team matchups. It's a round robin. And then Saturday, those teams will match, switch up. And then the next third set of games will be on Monday, with the title game being played next Thursday. The events will take place in two great hockey cities, Montreal and Boston. And, as they say, tune-up for the Olympics. And the Philadelphia Eagles planning to celebrate their Super Bowl victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll have a parade on Friday, Valentine's Day. This is SRN Sports.